And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with our USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools officials. We've got Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and Board Member Brandy Santos. Again, there's a work session coming up tonight, 5:30, the regular business meeting at 6:30. That work session will focus on the Committee for Diversity and Inclusion. And again, reminder, we had Suzanne Gleemore on the program last week. They are taking applications for that committee through March 18th. So the application can be found on the USD 383 website. We got some announcements here that Brandy has for us here this morning.
Thank you so much. Yes, we have spring break that's right around the corner. It begins Friday, March 11th with no school day. That day is a teacher work day. There's no school for all USD 383. During spring break, March 14th through the 18th. So we'll have a nice week off and hopefully we'll keep some good weather going on. And all USD 383 offices are closed on Friday, March 18th. With that being said, if you have kiddo going into sixth grade, we want to make sure that you are aware that we're having a Zoom family information night for our future sixth graders and their caregivers. It's going to be on Tuesday, March 22nd, so mark your calendars for the 22nd from 6 to 7 p.m. This will be something combined for both AMS and EMS students. We'll be talking about what middle school will look like, the schedules. We'll have some time for our music department to talk about the band and orchestra and how students can even sign up for those. And we will be recording the session for anyone who's unable to attend. And to get more information, the Zoom links will be shared with your child who is in fifth grade. So the fifth grade teachers will be distributing those. And we do not want to forget the five-year-olds. So if you have a kiddo going into kindergarten and will be 5 years old come August 31st, 2022, kindergarten orientation is set for April 7th. And that is from 6 to 7 at all 10 of our elementary schools. So there's an opportunity to get a tour of the classrooms, participate in some really fun activities, and meet the kindergarten teachers ahead of time. This is really a great opportunity to introduce your kiddos to the schools and to, you know, what the learning environment will be like. And if you're not sure what school that your child would attend, all you need to do is call our transportation department at 785-587-2190. So we're really excited about some of those things that are happening and getting back into a new school year already.
Great. I might just ask real quick on with the middle school orientation. You mentioned that's going to be on Zoom. Will there be an opportunity if, you know, I have a student that's going to Anthony next year and she's curious to go check out the building. Could they schedule a tour of the at some point with the school officials there?
I'm going to defer to Dr. Wade on that one.
We definitely want to accommodate people, have them feel comfortable going to the school. But I don't want to make a blanket announcement that we'll do that for everybody. That, you know, please, you know, strongly encourage. One of the reasons we're doing this on Zoom and making it where it's recorded would be so individuals can get that information, you know, that way. And then if you still see a need to go there, of course, you know, call the school and they will make arrangements for that we want people to feel comfortable. And, you know, every situation's a little bit different. So the shorter answer is yes.
Okay.
Not for everybody.
And Brandon, you know, we've really incorporated the sixth grade into our middle schools this year. So we've done a lot of work to make sure that they are comfortable and they are welcomed. And I think it's going to be a really great opportunity as we go, you know, in the future for sixth grade to be in that school. And I think if they can get all the information on Zoom, I think a lot of the questions will be answered. And then, of course, there's always opportunity for follow-up.
All right.
And there's been a lot of learning that occurred this first year with sixth grade being there in the middle schools and really looking forward to not just the aspect of getting away from the COVID factors, but the second year of sixth grade being in the middle schools. They're really looking forward to seeing how well that's going to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as far as donations and grants, what do we got tonight?
We have wonderful, wonderful full support for our district. We have a $1,000 cash donation to Manhattan Ogden Public Schools Foundation. From the Manhattan Ogden Public Schools Foundation to Marlatt Elementary for teacher fund Durkee scandal. We have a $10,000 cash grant from Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to USD 383 for recycling at Title Schools. We have $9,000 cash grant from Manhattan, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to USD 383 for fit closet supplies. And, you know, that is something that is always needed. We have a $600 cash donation to from Susan B. Anthony Booster Club to Anthony Middle School for social worker supplies and expenses. We have a $600 cash donation from Susan B. Anthony Booster Club to Anthony Middle School for supplies and equipment for student recognition. So we have a total of $21,200 in grants, and we can't just be more appreciative, and we're very thankful for the community and for these organizations and their support. So thank you so much.
All right. Wonderful. It's good to hear that kind of support here from our community. We have another phone call. You guys are popular this morning, so we're going to go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on In Focus with our school officials.
Yes, I would think it would be very good of you to do a virtual tour of both schools and have it available so that you could do it that way, and then it would be there for future reference and helpful for the children today.
Thank you. That's a great idea.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, good.
That is. That is amazing. Yes, that's, you know, and that's what's so wonderful is that when you bring in your community and you really have those discussions, new ideas and new opportunities always arise. So thank you.
Get with the
and thinking of all the construction going on with the bond, and we could do that with all of our schools and that. Yeah. So thank you very much for that.
If I might suggest the Beach Museum, they have a great virtual tour for their exhibit right now. You maybe can connect with them, see how they manage that, because it's pretty cool.
That's so true, and it's an opportunity for some of our students as well who have, you know, great skills in that area.
Yeah. Getting on to some other things here on the agenda tonight, you have an update on Central Kitchen, I understand, Dr. Wade.
We do. Speaking of the bond construction projects going on, that Central Kitchen, we are doing work there, and we're always looking at these value-added opportunities. And Central Kitchen has a huge freezer refrigerator set up, and looking at the costs of replacing those versus some other options, that we could have do some extension, some expansion of our existing freezer and refrigerator at a cost that's about one third of buying new units. So there's a proposal tonight. It was added late to the packet of doing just that, expanding the existing freezer, existing refrigerator at Central Kitchen. So that, you know, that's out of bond funds, and asking the board to approve that tonight.
Okay, we're getting a little short on time here, but I might have you just talk about one of the reports here. You can go either way here, on Dr. Wade, if you want to talk about the College and Career Center or the KESA strategic framework.
Boy. I'll do both really quick.
Okay.
KESA is accreditation that the state, all school districts need to be accredited. So there's going to be a presentation tonight on what KESA is, the many components of it. And then we're going to have a site visit in April. So this is work that we're doing in preparation for that site visit. It is looking at a lot of different things we're doing as a school district. The other one, the College and Career Center is, one of the areas we focus on, our goal was improve the academic, social, emotional, post-secondary success of our students. And part of that post-secondary success is us partnering with Manhattan Area Technical College and other entities to expand the opportunities for our students and whoever they are serving. So we work closely with MATC on looking at what gaps we have, making sure we don't have overlaps, making sure we don't have redundancy in what we provide to those that we serve. So there's times where we have something we do on our own. There's times they have things they do on their own, but there's times where we work closely together. So we periodically make a report to the board on what those efforts are. And so tonight will be just a quick update on where we are at. In particular, One of the things we want to speak to is 901 points. You know, there's a lot of interest in that site, what's currently East Campus. So where is MATC in that interest level at about 901 points? So that'll be the focus of that presentation tonight.
All right. You're going to have one of my favorite people out there tonight, Jim Jeanette, the president of MATC.
Oh, yes.
He's a good man.
He is.
Yeah. All right. Well, we look forward to the meeting tonight. Again, the work session at 5:30, the regular business meeting at 6:30 at the Robinson Education Center. Dr. Wade, Brandy, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Brandy.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Jake Powell of the Manhattan Fire Department up next on News Radio KMAN.